You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
Welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Jennifer, and I'll be your host for this episode, the second of a two-part series on dealing with customers on the phone. When you're helping a caller on the phone, unexpected things can happen. You might need to get some additional information from another source, or have the caller speak to someone else. Or there may be some interference with the telephone connection that makes it hard to hear someone. It's good to be prepared so that you can handle the call efficiently without irritating the customer. In this lesson, we'll look at some of these unexpected situations. We'll discuss ways to tell a caller what's happening during the call and how to politely question and clarify if you don't hear or understand something. We'll cover language for signaling that a call is about to end and how to politely finish the call. In the last episode, we met Leroy and Paul. Leroy is a customer care agent for a credit card company. Paul is a customer whose card is about to expire. He hasn't received a replacement card yet, and Leroy is helping him. As you listen to the dialogue, try to answer the following questions. 1. Why does Leroy need a minute to pull up Paul's records? 2. What is Paul's correct street address? 3. Why didn't Paul receive his replacement card?
Right, and I haven't moved in 20 years, so I can't understand where it might be.
That's unusual. Just give me a minute to pull up your records. We have a new computer system now, so it's a little slow.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Jensen, it's showing your address as 692 Federal Drive. Is that correct?
No, I live at 692 Federal Avenue.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jensen, but the line is breaking up. Could you please repeat that?
I said no. It's 692 Federal Avenue.
Ah, I see what happened. Your address was entered incorrectly when we switched systems, and I do apologize. We'll get a replacement card out to you immediately.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that should do it.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Jensen. We appreciate your business. Have a great day.
Let's look at Leroy and Paul's conversation in more detail.
That's unusual. Just give me a minute to pull up your records. We have a new computer system now, so it's a little slow.
Leroy says he needs a minute to pull up or access Paul's records on his computer screen. He also explains that his computer system is slow. This lets Paul know that while he's working on his inquiry, it might take an extra minute or two. If there's a delay during a telephone call, or if anything unexpected happens, it's a good idea to explain what's going on to the caller. It's a courtesy that shows you're taking the caller's inquiry seriously. For example, you might have to put a caller on hold. This means to temporarily stop the call without disconnecting it. Or you might need to have a caller punch in some numeric information. To punch in information means to enter it by pressing keys, in this case, the keys on a telephone. You might also need to transfer or send a call to another person. Whatever the reason for the interruption, telling callers what's happening lets them know what to expect. Let's practice some more ways to do this.
I just need to put you on hold for a moment.
When you hear the prompt, please punch in your PIN.
Let me check the computer for you. Just a minute, please.
I'll transfer you to accounting now.
I'll connect you to tech support. Just a moment.
Let's look at a couple of those vocabulary words. A prompt instructs you to do something, like give information. And to connect a phone call means to send the call to another person, just like the word transfer. When Leroy gets the information he needs, he continues.
Okay, Mr. Jensen, it's showing your address as 692 Federal Drive. Is that correct?
No, I live at 692 Federal Avenue.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jensen, but the line is breaking up. Could you please repeat that?
I said no. It's 692 Federal Avenue.
Leroy tells Paul the address associated with his account, which is incorrect. Paul quickly starts to explain that the telephone line breaks up or stops working properly just as he's giving the right information. So Leroy must ask for the information again to clarify. The need to clarify what's been said is pretty common, especially over the phone. Since you can't see the other person, you have to rely on what you hear. There can be technological problems such as poor mobile service or a bad phone connection. Or it may be difficult to understand someone because of background noise or an unfamiliar accent. Sometimes people speak too quickly too. There are a variety of ways to clarify when you can't hear or understand what is said, as in the following examples.
I'm sorry, there's static on the line. Can you say that again?
I'm afraid I didn't follow you. Could you run through that again?
I think we have a bad connection. Can I call you back?
Sorry, I'm not with you. Could you go over that again?
I heard you up to the word document, but missed everything after that. Could you tell me again, please?
I'm not sure I'm following you. Could you explain that last part again?
Before we continue, let's look at some of the vocabulary and idioms in that last set of examples. Static on the line means there's some noise affecting the connection. You can only hear bits and pieces of what the other person says. The phrase follow you means understand you. I'm not with you means I don't understand you. The phrases run through and go over are similar. They both mean review something or explain it to someone. Now let's get back to the dialogue. How does Leroy solve Paul's problem?
Ah, I see what happened. Your address was entered incorrectly when we switched systems, and I do apologize. We'll get a replacement card out to you immediately.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Leroy explains the error with Paul's address. When the company changed computer systems, his street was typed in as Drive instead of Avenue. Leroy tells him they'll send a replacement card immediately. Then Leroy asks, is there anything else I can help you with today? While he fully intends to help Paul further if necessary, this type of question is one way to signal that a call is wrapping up or about to end. He gives Paul an opportunity to ask another question, even though he might think the inquiry has been dealt with successfully. Signaling that a call is wrapping up is a polite way to start ending the call. It is less abrupt than just saying goodbye, and gives the caller a chance to discuss something else if necessary. What are some other ways to signal that a call is wrapping up?
Did you have any other questions?
Anything else I can do for you today?
Is there anything else I can help you with?
You should be all set now, Mr. Jones.
Okay, well, I think that covers everything.
Paul says that should do it. He has nothing further to discuss. Now Leroy can end the call.
No, that should do it.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Jensen. We appreciate your business. Have a great day.
When ending a business call, it's customary to thank the person and wish him or her well, as in these examples.
Thanks for calling and have a great day.
Thank you for choosing Capital Partners for your insurance needs.
Thank you for your patience. We'll be in touch soon.
Thanks for your business. Enjoy the weekend.
It's been a pleasure serving you.
Before we continue, let's look at a bit of vocabulary from that last set of examples. Patience is the ability to tolerate something difficult or unpleasant. For example, when callers are inconvenienced, it's a good idea to thank them for their patience. Patient is the adjective form. To be in touch means to be in contact with someone. Now, let's practice some of the language we've covered today. First, we'll practice language that can be used to clarify something when you can't hear or understand what was said. You'll hear a situation followed by a prompt. Use the language in the prompt to respond to the situation. For example, if you hear,
situation, too much background noise.
Sorry. Couldn't hear. Tell me again.
You can say,
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Can you tell me again?
We'll play an example answer after each one. Are you ready? Let's give it a go.
Situation. Static on the line.
Sorry. Static. Repeat that.
Example answer.
I'm sorry, but there's static on the line. Could you please repeat that?
Situation. Caller is difficult to understand.
Afraid. Not with you. Go over. Example answer. I'm afraid I'm not with you. Could you go over that again, please?
Situation. Bad phone connection.
Think. Bad connection. Call back. Example answer. I think we have a bad connection. Can I call you back?
Situation. Caller is explaining something very complex.
Sorry. Follow you. Run through that.
Example answer.
I'm sorry, but I don't follow you. Can we run through that again?
Now let's practice ways to tell a caller what is happening. You'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence saying the missing word. For example, if you hear,
let me, you to the sales department.
You can say,
let me transfer you to the sales department.
After each response, we'll play the correct answer. Let's begin.
Can I put you on for a moment? Answer. Can I put you on hold for a moment?
Give me a minute to pull your records. Answer. Give me a minute to pull up your records.
Excuse me, Paul. I have Kay from Kobayashi on the... Answer. Excuse me, Paul. I have K from Kobayashi on the line.
Please punch your PIN after you hear the beep. Answer. Please punch in your PIN after you hear the beep.
We've reached the end of this episode, the second of a two-part series on telephone inquiries. We covered ways to tell callers what's happening if there's some sort of interruption. We also talked about how to clarify when you can't hear or understand what was said, how to signal that a call is ending, and how to end the call professionally. For more practice, Premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then just head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.